My granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner is still running the store along while Lum is out of town, his only helper being Ellie Connors, the runaway reform school girl, whom they have renamed Mary Edwards. Lum is trying to persuade the reformatory to place the girl in Lum and Abner's custody. And so far, Abner's had no word of how well Lum is doing with this none-too-easy task. As we look in the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store and library. Mousy Gray is just entering.
Well, howdy, Mousy. Come on in. Proud to see you.
Hello, Abner.
Now, how's your job over at the defense plant coming along?
Oh, just dandy. I enjoy the work an awful lot.
Well, has it started to seem like a mother to you yet?
Yes, sir.
Well, just what kind of a job is it you got over there, Mousy?
Well, sir, I've got a pretty responsible job there now, Abner. I have a lot of men under me.
Well, good for you, Mousy.
You know all those great big machines on the main floor there?
Oh, yeah, I saw them. Yeah, Walt Bates showed me through the plant one day over there. Yeah, there's an awful lot of machines there.
Well, sir, you know, it takes an awful lot of men to run them, too.
Oh, bound to. And you're in charge of all them fellers, huh?
Well, not exactly, but you see, up above them is a sort of an office where a watchman sits.
Oh, I see. You're the watchman. Is that it, Mousy?
No, sir, but see, that office gets awful dusty up there, and I have to keep it clean.
Well, law me, is that all you do, just sweep out the office?
Yes, sir, but I have to be careful and not sweep the dirt down on top of those workers, you know. Yes, sir, it's quite a job having that many men under you, all right.
For the land's sake, the way you talked at first there, I figured you might not run in the place over there, Mousy.
Well, not quite. See, I don't like to advance too quick. It's better to work up slow and be sure of your ground. Wasn't that your ring, Abner?
Yeah, I reckon it was. I never paid no attention. Excuse me a minute, Mousy.
Yes, sir.
Hello, jot 'em down, store and library. Abner Peabody going to talking. Huh? Grandpap, I told you the other day I can't leave here to play checkers with you. I ain't got nobody to leave in the store. Well, it ain't my fault you got yourself laid up. No, sir, don't you play no game and do my moving for me. Well, you done that the other day and then told everybody how you beat me 4 out of 5 games, and I doggies, I don't like it. I don't want them reports out on me. Well, you can pretend somebody else is playing with you. Cedric Weehunt, for incident. Oh, that's right. He don't play very good, does he? Well, have it be Mose Moots, then. He's about the best one player there is in town. Yeah. Oh, I don't care. You can let me know how the game comes out if you want to. Yeah, all right, Grandpap. Goodbye. Gonna let him play for me no more. Cheats too much, old varmint.
Has Grandpappy Spears laid up, Abner?
Oh, yeah, and all he wants to do is just lay over in bed and play checkers all day long.
Well, what happened to him?
Well, you know he has that messenger job now, delivering telegrams for Dick Huddleston. Of course, there ain't more than a couple of telegrams a year ever comes into Pine Ridge, but Grandpap, he takes the job awful serious.
Yes, sir, he does seem to.
Well, the other day, he seen a picture of a telegraph boy in a magazine riding a bicycle, so right away, he thinks he has to get a bicycle, too.
Well, he's too old for that, isn't he?
Why, of course he is, but he wouldn't listen to none of us. So he borrowed a bicycle from a little Abernathy boy and had Cedric help him get on it. Then, of course, he had to start showing off in front of the blacksmith shop over there.
Showing off?
Oh, yeah. Even taking his hands off the handlebars. And just about then, his pants leg got caught in a chain, and, well, that ended Grandpap right there.
Well, did he hurt himself bad?
Well, he sprained his back to where Doc Miller's making him stay in bed for a day or two.
Oh, gee, that's too bad.
Well, he ought to know better in the first place. Old fella his age, but you can't tell Grandpap nothing. Stubborn as a blue-nosed mule. I recollect one to her. Wait a minute, that's more likely him on the phone again. Excuse me, Mousie.
Yes, sir?
Jot him down, store and library. Mom? Yeah, this is Abner Peabody. Yes, Mom. Long distance. Oh, yeah, I'll hold the phone. So this must be a call from Lum.
Is Lum still out of town?
Oh, yeah. I sort of expect him home today or tomorrow, though.
Well, where's his niece Mary staying now? She over at your place, Abner?
Yeah. Well, fact is, she's with Elizabeth right now, helping her sew on a quilt or something over there, some piecework of some kind. Don't get, I wonder what Lum's calling about.
I don't know, but I guess I better be getting back to the plant, Abner. It's about time for me to go to work.
Yeah, sure. All right, Mousie. Drop in again whenever you get time.
Yes, sir, I will. Well, so long, Abner.
Yeah, so long. Oh, did I hope old Lum ain't... Hello? Hello? Hello, is that you, Lum? Hey, this is Abner. Hey, can you hear me? Hello? Well, I ain't hollering. Hello? Huh? Oh, I'm fine. How are you? Hello? Yeah, I can hear you. When will you be getting home, Mom? Monday? Oh, what's the trouble? They ain't told you in the penitentiary, have they? Well, I'm proud to hear that. Yeah, well, have you talked to them at the reform school yet? Uh-huh. Well, have you told them that we are keeping Ellie and everything here? Yeah, what'd they say? What sort of a meeting? Uh-huh. Won't know till after the meeting's over, huh? Saturday? Well, do you reckon they'll parole her to us? My doggies, I hope so. Talk to them, Lum. Get them to do it if you can. Yeah.
Well, howdy, Abner. Oh, pardon me, I didn't notice you was on the phone there.
Yeah, be done just a minute, Squire. How's that, Lum? Oh, well, I can't answer that now. A customer just come in. Squire Skim. Yeah.
If that's Lum, say hello to him for me, Abner.
Yeah, Lum, Squire says hello to you. Yeah, just a minute. Hello, Squire. Lum said to tell you. Oh, yeah, costing you money, huh? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, all right then, Lum. Wait a minute. On your way back, will you stop at the dime store there in Hot Springs and get me a new pair of glasses? Yeah, my old ones are sort of getting bent out of shape. Well, just fit them over your ears. They fit you, they fit me. Yeah. Well, all right, then. I'll see you Monday. Yeah, goodbye.
Well, that must be quite a trip Lum's making, Abner.
Oh, yeah, quite a trip, I reckon, Squire. He sort of needed a vacate, though.
Oh, yes, of course, yes. Change does a man good now and then. Say, Abner, this girl, this niece of Lum's, Miss Mary, whose daughter is she, anyway?
Whose daughter? Why, she's her mama and papa's daughter, I reckon.
Well, yes, I know, Abner, but she said that her name was Mary Edwards, and Lum hasn't got any brothers, has he?
Huh?
I know he has a half-sister, but when she got married, her name wouldn't be Edwards anymore. And neither would the girl's name be Edwards.
Oh, well, you see, Squire, that was a peculiar thing. She married a feller, and his name was Edwards to Fred Edwards, I believe it was. Everybody thought it was awful peculiar.
Oh, I see. Well, sir, that's odd that Lum never mentioned anything about that to me. What does this Mr. Edwards do, Abner?
Oh, why, he's doing awful good. See, he's got a big ranch, Banana Ranch, I believe it is.
Banana Ranch in Wisconsin?
Yeah, that's it, that's it.
Why, you can't raise bananas in Wisconsin, Abner. It's too cold up there.
Oh, yes, huh? Yeah, well, they ain't very big ones, Squire. Fred admits that himself. Fact says he's thinking about changing over to something else. He says they just don't grow to do no good at all there.
I thought you said you did well at it.
Well, he did, I reckon. That is, till the cold weather set in. What do you want to know all this for anyway, Squire?
Oh, no reason at all, Abner. No reason at all. Just curious is all. Well, I better be getting on. I got a couple of insurance prospects waiting for me. I'll see you later, Abner. I believe that was your ring there, too.
Yeah, I'll get it. I'll get it. So long, Squire.
Hey, so long, Abner.
Well, then I reckon what he's got up his sleeve. Hello, John, I'm down store. Oh, hello, Grandpap. I thought it was Lom calling again. Huh? Well, I just wanted to talk to him. You're going to do what? Punch me in the nose? Why, sure, I was the one that suggested you pretend you was playing moles, but yeah, that ain't no sign you can punch me in the nose. Huh? Well, I do know. Hey, he beat you 4 games hand running, huh? Hi, Doggy, that's the first good news I've heard all day.